Asheville, North Carolina is known for so many things these days, from tourism to entertainment, for being ahead of most of the rest of the country in their efforts to go back to the past, from ecology leaders to Occupy Asheville. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. One thing everyone in Asheville and the Western North Carolina area can agree on and support is the fact that there's a whole lot of good food and good drink being made and eaten in and around Asheville. So it seemed to Bob Bowles that one way to showcase all things delicious is to create the Asheville Wine and Food Festival. I spoke with him recently about this fairly new festival and its success.
I have been very fortunate to say, oh gosh, you know, Asheville's such a wonderful place. We've got so many wonderful wineries around, incredible restaurants, food producers. Why isn't this all being put together and just showcasing what we have in our region?
Now, when did it start?
Well, we started 4 years ago in 2009, and it was just a small gathering along the French Broad River down near Carrier Park, and we had such a wonderful turnout. But one thing I realized is that for us who live in the Western North Carolina, it is hot. For people who come from the low country, it is pleasant. And while we had a wonderful turnout and it was a beautiful day, air conditioning is a must here in the mountains. So we moved it following year to the WNC Ag Center, which we've thoroughly enjoyed. But finally, the renovations finished on the U.S. Cellular Center, as well as a name change. And we are there this year in air conditioning heaven.
Well, I remember I interviewed you for that first festival, and it was my first year at WNCW. But I've grown since then, and so has the festival.
It has absolutely grown, both in terms of the people coming up and in terms of the people here within the community turning out, but also in terms of the wineries that are showcasing their wines, as well as restaurants. This year we'll have probably about 40 different wineries. A majority of those are North Carolina wineries, which we're very proud because we want to showcase what's happening in our region. But we have a lot of national, international wineries who also want to showcase what they are bringing to the wine stores and the different markets in the area. And this year, our restaurant scene has just become absolutely incredible here in Asheville, Western North Carolina. And this year, we have 16-plus of the finest restaurants in Western North Carolina. It's going to be showcasing their great food and their wonderful talents.
And Asheville has been a national leader in the local food movement. Locally sourced, locally produced, locally interpreted by great chefs.
You're absolutely right, Pam. You know, and part of what we try to do at the festival is to give back. And each year, we've chosen an organization or a program from that organization. This year, we're working with a wonderful organization called the Appalachian Sustainable Agricultural Project and their program for kids called Growing Minds to help the children also in schools to understand where their food is coming from. So we're very fortunate.
And ASAP has also become known all across the nation for their efforts in the sustainability movement.
It's not just what they've done, but in culture that they've inspired. And there's, going back to the earlier statement, Asheville, Western North Carolina, you're right, they're known for their food culture. But no more than that, I think they're known for where their food needs to be coming from. And to that end, the farms that are just springing up. You know, and I see that also as a result of the wineries, the distilleries that are becoming in our area. And of course, I think how we got the designation of Beer City.
And I was all for it. But what can we expect this year from the Asheville Wine and Food Festival?
You know, we've really tried to bring more entertainment into the festival itself. And yes, while there's wonderful tastings, you know, there's over 300 wines that you'll have the opportunity to sample. And there's some excellent wines that will appeal to everyone's taste. And, of course, the food. And part of that food culture is an organization called Blue Ridge Food Ventures. Blue Ridge Food Ventures has just been instrumental in helping young entrepreneurs, young and old, entrepreneurs actually, to take something that they felt about being able to bring to the market itself and helping them get their license and actually providing the facilities. So we're going to have a lot of absolutely wonderful products there and unusual products. But, you know, we've also said, well, we need to bring a bit of entertainment and bring a bit of competition. So one of our key things this year is a mixology contest or competition between the local bartenders because we're using spirits from the local distillery. distilleries. We're using the local gin from Cardinal Gin in Kings Mountain, Troy and Sons Moonshine, Carriage House Apple Brandy from Lenore. So we're bringing those together, and that's what the bartenders will have to use. But it is an easy competition. It is judged by local judges, and it's going to be a great deal of fun.
When is the contest? Because it's really going to make a difference for the judges as to whether their taste buds are fresh or pickled when they have to decide.
Well, hopefully we have some really hard and hardcore judges. But but the audience will be able to also both get the recipes and to be able to sample some of these. But you'll also see specialty cocktails there. We have a fashion show called Under the Appalachian Moon, and Troy and Sons is making a special cocktail for that. Oh. We also, Friday night is at the Grove Arcade, and we have just dessert makers, the chocolatiers, the cupcake makers, the cake makers, but we also have the spirits there and the wines and bubblies. And we have Karen Donatelli, who is also making a special chocolate from the Carriage House Apple Brand. Yeah, it's a lot of groups are stepping up.
We haven't yet said when it is.
It's going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday afternoon. VIP entrance is from 12 until 1:30, and general admission is from 1:30. It'll last until 5 o'clock. But what we also want to encourage people to do, if they like the wine, to go ahead. They can buy the wines by the glass or by the bottle or by the case, and we have special pickup areas, so they don't have to walk around with it. They can pick it up on the way out.
Oh, that's great. So I could buy like 6 cases of the wines.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somebody would take it and put it in my...
Absolutely. Bring your car up front. We'll load it up.
I don't think I have enough room in my car for that. All right. It's the Asheville Wine and Food Festival of 2012 coming up on Saturday, August 25th. Details of all of the wonderful food, drink, and special events to be packed into an afternoon of pure pleasure to benefit the nonprofit Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project can be found at AshevilleWineAndFood.com or on Facebook.com/AVLWFF. Thank you, Bob Bowles, Executive Director and Founder of the Festival. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.